Would you like to go out for a meal in Belfast and have someone else's dog lying at your feet? I'm not talking about an assistance dog. I'm talking about dogs in general. Now, I want to speak to a councillor here who's a got an opinion on this. It's an Alliance councillor. It's Emmett McDonagh Brown. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning.
You would like to see a more dog-friendly city here in Belfast?
Absolutely. I think that if we create a dog-friendly city, then we will be obviously creating more places for our furry friends to join us. But we'll also be saying to business owners that there are real opportunities around selling to people who have dogs with them.
I have dogs. My sister and my mommy and all have dogs. I've grown up in a doggy environment, a mixture of Labradors and Terriers, the most delightful wee things that you could have about you. I've, on occasions, sat in my own kitchen and had the dog lie at my feet, never put me off my meal. But my goodness me, if I went out to a restaurant and someone else's dog was lying at my feet or lying at the feet of their owner, maybe across the aisle from me, I would not want to be eating the food in there.
No, and personally I wouldn't either. So what I'm proposing is that we look at a badging scheme for the City of Belfast where business owners can indicate to their customers whether they want to welcome customers with dogs. Now, in restaurants, I have to say personally I would agree with you. I wouldn't be terribly comfortable sitting having a meal with family or friends and having dogs around. But business owners will opt in and they will decide what's best for them and their clientele. Personally, I think it's probably going to have an effect in different parts of the hospitality industry. But again, that'll be picked up as we move forward with consultation around the issue. I think, you know, if you look at other kind of jurisdictions, so if you are ever in a country pub in England or, you know, on your holidays on the continent, what you will find is that dogs are much, much better tolerated and much more widely accepted there than they are here. And this is about, I suppose, really bringing some of that culture to Belfast.
And does the law actually prohibit dogs from being in eating establishments, bars, clubs and pubs here?
Interestingly, it doesn't actually. I mean, one of the things that we looked at as we're developing this proposal was what the guidance from the Food Standards Agency are, because clearly they are the authority on what is acceptable in terms of food safety. And what we found actually is that there is nothing to stop restaurant owners in particular bringing dogs into the premises, though I'm at pains to stress that's not something personally that I would want to see. So actually there's a lot more latitude to do something about bringing dogs into premises than we have done so far. And as you said earlier in the piece, obviously there are opportunities for assistance dogs. They're much more widely tolerated than regular dogs, though they are of course better trained in the main. So there's certainly some room for improvement, I think, in terms of how we deal with dogs in the city. But I think, again, to stress that it is potentially an economic opportunity for business owners. They may find that there is a lucrative market in selling dog biscuits, dog drinks. I've seen, you know, Puppuccinos and Starbucks and the rest of it. So there are opportunities for business owners in this as well. And I say they'll decide what's best for them and their clientele. They'll know their customer far better than I ever would.
And would you stretch this to accepting dogs into supermarkets?
Well, I mean, I suppose, you know, they're, depending on the category of place, I suppose there are different rules which govern it. I mean, I personally don't see a major problem with the restrictions as they are. I mean, I think assistance dogs is probably the right balance between making sure that places are welcoming for people with specific needs and also balancing that with the general interests of the population as whole. So I suspect it's probably more likely to have an impact in bars, cafes and places with outdoor space, but that would be my sense of it rather than what I think is actually certainly going to happen.
And this was one of the issues at council last night.
It was indeed. It was a packed agenda last night, I'm sure you can imagine. So I was trying to bring a little bit of unity. There, regardless of people's parties or political affections, you know, many of them have dogs and many of them understand the important role that our furry friends play in cheering us up after a long day at the office.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about the pallets this morning. Can't let you go if you were central to the discussion last night at the meeting. Where do you stand on the transfer, return, the loss, the refinding, the burning, the distribution, whatever word we like to associate with pallets and council in the run-up to the 11th night?
I mean, I suppose the thing to say at this point is that quite clearly there has been a number of actions and behaviours which don't enjoy support across the community, I'll put it mildly. And we've supported an investigation with independent input to establish exactly what happened. There's been some claim and counterclaim. I think particularly as we move into a period where these issues become more contentious, I think it's incumbent upon us to conduct the debate in a respectful and sober manner.
Councillor Jim Rogers is particularly worried about one massive bonfire that seems now, to spite the council, is going to be bigger and bolder than ever. Do you have your worries about that one?
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure which one you're referring to. But
it's the
I
one
think,
on the walkway, the one, the
right.
One, yeah.
I mean, certainly, you know, there are kind of specific issues around that one. And all I will say at this point really is that, you know, we're working as best we can, you know, politically. I know that the organisation is with Bonfire Builders to address some of those issues. I mean, the one at the walkway poses real challenges for Belfast City Council, and certainly, you know, we are committed at a political level to make sure that, you know, we respect people's right to cultural expression, but that we also respect people's rights to not have property damage and so on. So it's a difficult one, and we need to create some space for that discussion to happen, you know, and get it into a better position. But certainly I think going forward, you know, we have to be mindful of the responsibility of civic authorities in terms of dealing with contentious issues, and that some of the decisions which have been made hitherto by the council were not operational. They were political and contentious, and we need to find a better route to deal with those in the future.
Okay, Alliance Councillor Emmett McDonough Brown at the council meeting, obviously a busy one last night, but he raises another issue there, which we're touching on now later in the programme, with the other, the main issue of the pallets we discussed in great detail much earlier. But this more peripheral topic. And it's good to see that council discuss civilised things as well. Whether or not there should be a dog in a restaurant close to you, would you be in favour of it? Let me speak to Mary, who's on the stand. Morning, Mary.
Morning, Frank.
Would you be happy to go out for a meal and see someone else's dog lying under the table a couple of seats away?
Well, it does depend on the dog to start with. Some dogs are nice and some dogs are a bit scraggy looking and they do tend to shake. But I can't go near cats and dogs because I've got asthma. Although I love them, I can't go near them. They set my asthma off and I start coughing and sneezing. So people like me, and I'm sure there's a lot of us out there, won't be able to go into restaurants saying if dogs are going to be in them.
So you would be saying no to a restaurant which was dog friendly?
Yeah, I mean, I was brilliant when they stopped the smoking because I couldn't even stay in a restaurant with the smoke. And when that left, it was brilliant. So to bring dogs in, you just create another problem.
Yeah, specific problem for yourself, but can you understand that people have such a love of their dog that they would feel very comfortable with taking their dog to such a public place?
I think people go out to restaurants to relax, and I don't think many people want to take their dogs to the restaurants. The only time they might want to take them is if they're out for a walk and they want to call in for maybe a coffee. But not at restaurant at night time, things like that.
Yeah, but there are some people who actually take their dogs to bed. You know, they're a different breed of person altogether.
Well, everybody's different, I suppose. But I wouldn't appreciate dogs being in restaurants at all, no.
Yeah. Tell me this, does the pollen annoy you too?
The pollen's a really big problem, yeah, because I'm bordering COPD at the moment. And between the dogs and the cats, I can't even go to my sister's house since she's got dogs. And I love dogs. I had dogs up until about 10 years ago, but it got too bad. I couldn't have them anymore.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of people with asthma and other illnesses that dogs and cats and things like that just do affect them.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, because I know today the pollen's not so bad, but I'm sure it's a torture for you during the course of the week. Mary, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Bye.
Thank you. So there's a lady making a very strong argument in favour of dogs not being in restaurants. Anne's on this line. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Anne.
Frank, I would very much be horrified if there were dogs allowed in restaurants. I already have problems similar to that previous lady with allergic asthma. And I can't travel in taxis if the taxi driver is a pet owner and has had, you know, a dog in the car. Similarly with hotels, I would look for hotels that pets are not allowed in, because a lot of people would bring a dog and it would sleep in the room and that would cause me breathing difficulties. So to think that dogs would be allowed in restaurants, I would just be totally against that.
Would you even have a problem in a hotel if you were the customer after the previous customer, the
yes,
room's
absolutely.
Hoovered and whatever?
Absolutely, yes. I would be very sensitive to animal dander, so it would be dogs or cats, like the previous lady was saying. So I just think this is a ridiculous scheme. I mean, I have encountered dogs at work as well, and bring your dog to work day, and that has caused me all kinds of problems. So I just think keep your pets at home. I mean, they're lovely, and I've nothing against them, but they don't suit everybody, and nobody wants to go out for a nice meal where they're paying, you know, extortionate amounts of money, and it's ruined by somebody of having had a dog in the restaurant beforehand.
You mentioned there the bring your dog to work day. Now, I don't want you to tell me exactly where you worked, but what sort of business were you in where people were able to bring their dog? I can imagine if we had a reason in here, bring your dog to work day, and all the people here, many of whom have dogs, started to arrive in with terriers and lurchers and greyhounds and whatever. Gee, was the place to go mad. What sort of environment were you working in?
I was working in an education environment.
In a school type place?
Well, I probably shouldn't go into that,
but it's an
education environment. So, yes.
But would there have been a mixture of adults and children, or mainly just adults?
Mainly adults.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter. But the point is, did many people actually bring their dog to work?
Yes, that would have not been unheard of, yes.
Yeah, but one or two idiots, but not, you wouldn't have been. Every office wouldn't have had a dog in, would it?
Not every office, no.
But some people arrived with the dogs.
Yeah.
it's a strange one. Hey, Anne, thank you. I'm sure that was awful for you.
Yes, I think people don't realise that there are people that suffer health issues, and, you know, it's not that they don't like animals, but that they do cause a bit of distress. And other people are just simply frightened of animals or dogs, or for different reasons, you know. So who's going to be comfortable sitting, eating a meal and a nice night out when you're dressed up and celebrating, and somebody comes in with a dog?
I think it's a fair point, I do. And I also have heard of Bring Your Dog to Work Day, but I thought it was sort of a joke, and it would be a bit of an oddball who'd arrive in, you know, 5 to 9. Oh, Tipsy's here with me. Michelle's on this line. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Frank. Can you hear me?
I can, you girl. You go ahead.
Frank, well, I mean, my situation is very similar, except I have an extremely severe allergy to dogs. I would go into anaphylactic shock. I have to have, as horses as well, actually, horses is much worse than dogs. So, I mean, for me, obviously, it would present major concerns. And also, I mean, I was Googling earlier, because it is something I feel quite strongly about. 30% of the population suffer from some sort of allergy to dog hair or pets in particular. And I don't get me wrong, I love dogs and I love cats, and I also get the impression people think I exaggerate. You can sort of see them looking at you going, really? You know, and you feel like saying, yes, would you like me to produce my medical record showing the day I had to have the adrenaline, you know? So, and I didn't find that out until I was a teenager that my allergy was just so severe. So these, you know, to go into an environment where I would suddenly develop an allergic reaction, might not see the dog under the table, but, and that's how severe my allergy is. I just have to be in the same room as one. And I would know, I would work out, but it wouldn't take me a minute or two. So I just don't, it just doesn't seem to be very fair. I do understand when people are dog owners, certainly you don't want the situation where they're being left in cars and things either. But I don't know, or do you have very clear dog-friendly establishments? I think if they're going to signpost it, then that might be all right.
Yeah, and that's what, of course, they would be doing. They'd be saying, this is a dog-friendly environment. This is somewhere where dogs are welcome. It's not going to be a rule that everyone must allow dogs. They're not contemplating that, which, you know, right. it's not sort of some dog legislation for equality for dogs. No, they're not going as far as that. Michelle, thank you. I'm amazed by the number of people who suffer allergies because of dogs being around them, or who are allergic really to dog hair. Is there anyone in favour of having the dogs in the restaurants? Kieran's on this line. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Frank. I've got the perfect solution. Let's have a pet restaurant.
So it's a special restaurant just where you bring your pets?
Well, you can bring your pets, and even the menu, Frank. We could even have the menu. We could even have a pet menu as well.
So
we
can feed you're now having the dogs dining in the restaurant.
Oh, we're having the dogs dining and everything, Frank.
You see, there are already restaurants like that that welcome cats, but I'm almost certain that the cats don't get fed. I just think they meander around and they sit on their owner's lap and stuff. Those restaurants exist. I saw one in London. They're few and far between. But the idea of actually having a menu, I think that's maybe pushing the boat out a wee bit too far. Good morning to you, 90 333 105.